The Inland Northwest two U.S. House members both voted today for a bill that would ban abortions more than 20 weeks after conception. Spokane Public Radio's Doug Nedvornik reports.
The bill has been called the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. Its supporters say scientific evidence now shows unborn babies more than 20 weeks old can feel pain. The bill had been scheduled for a vote in the House 2 years ago, but it was pulled the day before a pro-life march in the nation's capital after several Republican congresswomen objected to some of its provisions. On Tuesday, the House approved it. In a statement afterward, Eastern Washington Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers noted she was co-chair of that march in 2015. She remembers she had committed to the group that walked that day that she would help to get the bill passed someday. Idaho Representative Raul Labrador, one of the bill's co-sponsors, vowed to promote what he calls a culture of life. He says the federal government's most important responsibility is to protect human life, including unborn children. And he says it has a moral obligation to minimize pain and suffering. He notes the U.S. is one of only seven nations that allow abortions after 20 weeks. I'm Doug Nedvornik reporting.